It's the 8 for 52 podcast. Here's Bushy.
Yes, welcome to Lucky Legs 11, episode of the second season of the 8 for 52 podcast. Bushy with you as always, and joining me as he did last week, it is Nitesh Hemlani. Hello to you, Nitesh.
Hello, Bushy.
Now, we're going to quickly talk about the title of this week's episode, which is Bushy Gets Flamed. That's coming up in Outs and Ins very shortly. It is quite amusing. I cop some stick. It's worth sticking around for.
Yeah, you cop a stick a lot of times, but I think this time is special.
Yeah, this one is special, and this special bit's in the podcast. Tied into that, actually, Aaron Apologizes, a segment that was in the earlier sections of the season two of the podcast, was almost going to return about this game that we're going to talk about later. But in the end, absolutely no apology forthcoming. Now, also on some sad news this week here on the podcast.
So I'm sure many people listening might be aware there was a passing of a member of our cricket community recently, Mr. Saeed Khan. I did not know him well personally, but what I can say is during my time in cricket in Hong Kong, he was a familiar face at Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground whenever we had international tournaments, Premier League, even All-Stars. He's out there cheering for the team. His messages of condolences passing all around social media. It's sad when we lose a member of community, especially one who was as passionate for Hong Kong cricket as Saeed was. So my condolences to his family and wish the best for everyone.
Yeah, rest in peace. And like you say, somebody that was really involved in the cricket community here in Hong Kong, a sad passing. Anyway, with that sad news, we'll get on with the show, shall we?
Yes, let's get on with the show.
Giddy up.
And now it's time for Outs and Ins with all last week's action in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
Yes, Outs and Ins time on the podcast. The tipping tally. We like to keep a tab on what we're doing. The guests are on 23. Aaron's on 26.
Dreadful.
You put the tips in last week, so it's on to you to try to bridge that gap. Now, let's start with KCC Premier versus Diasqua Little Siwon D-Lit in the Plod last Sunday here at KCC, broadcast by yours truly. It was a good game in the end. I thought it was going to be one-sided. We both picked KCC Premier, and we only just got the tip right. 250 all out. It was a two-overs shortened game, 48 overs aside. KCC Premier not batting their full 48, out in 45, 250. Barely par score at KCC, you'd reckon.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good bowling effort by Lil Siwon, must be said. Suleiman Naseem Butt with a spell of a lifetime, 4 for 39. I don't think I've ever seen him bowl better than that.
Yeah, on that spell, KCC were all over this game. Like Sonny Bimsaria put in a 63, Jamie Atkinson 56 off just 32. He came in. Bowled his first over, got a wicket. Bowled his second over, got a wicket. Bowled his third over, got two wickets. And I know his brother, Adnan, was watching on, cheering on while he's watching the broadcast. And an exceptional spell, which changed the face of the game. 250 all out. But then the Aspen Little Siwon came out and they faltered to start with.
Yeah, I mean, Little Siwon, the top order has been an issue for them quite a lot of the season. And they were 74 for 6, 99 for 7. And it looked one-sided like we thought it would be. Until something magical happened.
Yeah, somebody coming in at number nine. This guy that came in at number nine for Diasqua Little Siwon. I've got some little useless stats for you. If you played Friday Morning League, he'd get 2 points. He's 7 months older than me. Manir Dar, 50-year-old, comes out at number nine, smashes a 92 off 51 deliveries, 8 fours, 8 sixes. Those sixes, half of them were reverse sweeps. It was just brilliant. Out of the ground, just brought them right back into the game. And unfortunately, they batted longer, the Diasqua Little Siwon, 5 balls longer than KCC, but they were all out for 217. I interviewed Manir. He was named player of the match by the umpires, unlike Crick Heroes, who was giving it to Farhad Hayat from KCC.
Good spell by Farhad, but
It was a good spell, 4 for 57. It was tough going for all the quicks out there. I talked to Manir at the end. If he was there with an over or two to spare, he reckons he was going to win this.
He was. And they 100% going to win.
KCC get their first win of the Plod. They only win by 33. It was a fabulous game.
And another interesting note here is that Rajab Hussain, the Hong Kong prospect, batting all the way down at number 8.
Yeah.
Instead of opening the batting as he was earlier in the season. So that was interesting.
He didn't have much of an effect on the game. He took a great catch, but he was quiet in that game. Over at Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground at the same time, because of all the rain we had, and we know what sort of cow paddock that ground can be when it gets rain, the 50-over Premier League One Day Series turned into a T20.
And a Sunday Elite T20 because they're playing on Astro with our national team.
Oh, I noticed that as well. That's how bad the pitch was. We're playing Premier League on Astro, 20 overs aside. It was a slogfest.
It was indeed. I mean, Pakistan Association batting first, 173 for 9. Arguably a below par score. I think credit to USRC. They bowled really well to take 9 wickets in 20 overs on Astro against that PACC lineup. They just couldn't chase it in the end. There was some good efforts from Waqas Khan, 54 of 53. Aftab Hussain, 43 of 19 balls, 6 sixes.
Yeah, 36 of his 43 coming in maximums. They went close, but Pak got the win by 8 runs. We both picked Pak to win that one, and just another nervy one for our tipping, but we got both right in the Premier League one day. Player of the match, again, a veteran, Tanvir Afzal. Between the two of them, they're 86 years old, the two Premier League.
Tanvir Afzal, 5 for 22.
Yeah, outright.
5 for 22.
On Astro.
USRC was 71 for 4 at the halfway stage, so they did well to get as close as they did, thanks to Aftab Hussain, birthday boy. On Astro.
Well, fantastic Premier League one-day games last weekend. We're going to move on to Sunday Elite Division 2, a game up at HKCC that didn't happen because you guys turned into a cow paddock. Lost 3 days of cricket for.
Yeah, we lost the Taverners, we lost the Saturday, we lost Sunday, we lost a junior game. During the TA, the covers couldn't stay on, the square got wet, and different microclimates. We've had weekends where the games run at the club but not down at Kowloon. This time it was the opposite. The games at Kowloon were able to go ahead. Up at the club, it just wouldn't stop raining.
Well, this was one of the few games that we had a differing in tips. So that would
only gives you a different
exactly. So we both don't get a tip on that one, and so it's going to be the same result at the end.
Yeah.
Moving on to Saturday Championship Division 1 over at Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground. It was the Lancers up against the USRC Tigers. We both picked the Tigers to win this. It was close. Yeah, you can tell by Desha's reaction.
Comfortable.
That was a joke.
Lancers, again, struggling to get to 100. They were chasing 172 at Mission Road, I presume, on Astro again. It was a 30-over-a-side game. Overs lost. So that's a tricky chase, but you've got the Astro, you've got the short boundary, only 73. Raja Shahbaz taking 4 for 17, bowling leg spin, if I'm not mistaken. Sobhan taking 2. No one got 50. Mohammed Kamran, 47 of 36 with 3 sixes and 4 fours. A couple of other useful innings around, but in the end, Lancers is just not enough batting.
Christopher Oliver for SEC Lancers in a team that scored 73. He scored 33 of them, so not a lot of help there in the batting for the Lancers. They're struggling this season. Another game that was washed off was the Crusaders versus the Nomads on Saturday. That was going to be a huge game.
Yep.
We'll have to wait till later in the season to see if they play again. Where's this one at? GDB, Saturday Championship Division 2, the Diaspora Little Siwon Strikers versus the Centaurs. We both backing the Centaurs to finally get a win, and they fell short.
So the Strikers are a fairly new side, particularly a lot of players moving into Little Siwon in the offseason. Two notable additions in that team have done really, really well for them. Kapil Karkwal wasn't playing Saturday League last season, if I can recall. May have played a bit, but he's been dominating Challenge League for years. I remember I played alongside him for a few years ago, literally 50 retired every game.
He's playing Morning League as well. He's running called that name and in some good form.
He scores. He's a great batsman, not a power hitter, but very good at finding gaps, very good at being sensible. And he got 86 of 108, setting up strikers for 222. The other notable recruitment for strikers is Ahmed Nahwar, who was playing for India Club in Division 2 last season.
Sure, that's another Morning League name as
well. Yeah, left arm mediums, tall, accurate, gets a little bit of movement, and took a lot of wickets last season. Was up there in the top of the wicket tallies, moving to the Little Siwon Strikers, and continues to take wickets, 4 for 26 in his 7 overs.
Another one where Crick Heroes sides with the bowler. Ahmed gets the nod over an 86 from Kapil. I'm going to get him in a couple.
Centaurs, though, 202 all out.
Yeah.
Left balls out there. They didn't bat out 20 deliveries, 16 deliveries, sorry. They didn't bat 16 deliveries, and they're 20 runs short. So they were close. It was a close game. It was a hard-fought game, but the Strikers got the win.
Yeah, 20-run victory for the Strikers there. Now, let's move on here at KCC on Saturday. Yes. It was Saturday Championship Division 2. KCC Never Ever is up against Kaitak. We've both picked Kaitak. We were both watching this game online. Hang on. I think there's someone on the phone.
Nitesh?
Hey, Bushy. Yasmin here. I just wanted to drop you a line to say suck it, because the Saracens won this weekend. Despite your predictions and your insults, we proved you wrong and we look forward to doing so again.
Oh, ouch. Wow.
I'm sure that's not the only one you've got lined
up. Well, Yasmin, let's talk about Yasmin Dazwani. 49 not out.
70 balls. Very good innings.
Fabulous innings, getting the Saracens up to 154 for 5. And in reply, someone else on the phone. I think it's the Silver Fox himself, Vinay Sajnani.
Hey, Bushy. It's the Silver Fox here. Just wanted to say, suck it. Proved you wrong. Saracens won. Better put your cases and cap back on and start supporting us.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Silver Fox, for dropping in. We've tried to get through the scores here. 154 for 5 on the board in 35, which is really good for the Saracens. Kaitak in reply. Well, this was a game of two halves.
Yeah, they were struggling. They were 25 for 6.
They weren't struggling. The game was finished if they were playing anyone else.
If they were playing anyone else. But the Saracens almost Saracened it. Vishnu and Matthew Jones, 38 and 49 respectively.
Matthew Jones, Kaitak, 49 runs.
Yes.
His highest score of the season before this week was 8.
That was 8. He can bat, but I never seen him bat more than like 30 balls. So that was 72 ball, epic. 2 4s, 2 6s.
And it got DLS'd because it got too dark.
Yes.
I still think Kaitak might have pulled off the upset of the century. Not that it would be an upset to beat the Never Evers, but in the end, the game was called 2 overs short.
Yes.
Saracens win by 8. The captain, Malhar Vora, getting a 40 as well. Hang on.
Just 27 balls.
Yeah, hang on. I think he's on the line as well.
Oh.
Hey, Bushri, it's Malhar here, captain of the Saracens speaking. Listen, I'm not one to win and tell, so let's just say proving you wrong sure feels good. Maybe I'll finally tune into your podcast this week just to hear how wrong you were. Honestly, if I were you, I'd be careful with your predictions from here on out. People might stop taking you seriously. I know I already have.
Harsh, I've been flamed by the KCC Never Evers. I'm now going to have to take them out. I mean, I can't keep that up. If they win again, I'm going to end up, buddy, half the podcast is going to be the Saracens flaming me. We apologise. Nitesh picked them as well. I noticed none of them were picking on you. You picked Kaitak to win as well.
I've taken 3 wickets against them. I deserve to pick against them. But you, Bushi, come on. That's unacceptable.
Well, I think after this game, I might switch. Kaitak might end up in the Never Ever Bin and Saracens might crawl their way out.
Kaitak had a decent team after this game as well. So that's a proper good win from Saracens.
Granted,
they almost bottled it. But
again, I'm going to have a go at Crick Heroes. The player of the match was Daniel Nasser from the Saracens. He got 3 for 25 off 7 with one maiden.
Yes.
Paco Chow got 3 for 24 with one maiden off 7. But Yasmin Dazwani single-handedly won the game here. 49 not out right at the end. Batted all the way through 70 balls and also took a catch. And the stumping was so important to change the context
that was
of that last
wicket.
Fight.
Yeah.
But Crick Heroes doesn't take this into account. They're not watching the broadcast like we are.
Of course.
So, Yaz, even though you yelled at me, I give you player of the match. Apologies to Daniel, who'll probably be on the phone for next week looking at me.
Of course, a big shout-out to Paco and Daniel. Between them, they took the new ball. We reduced top order 6 to 25.
Yeah.
Don't underplay their contributions.
Absolutely.
Fantastic really job by the two young seamers.
And that's just apparently there was a number of drop catches.
As well. Classic Saracens.
2 or 3. It was classic Saracens. I really would have apologized at the beginning of the show in the Aaron apologizes section, but you can't go from 26 to 6 and win by 8 runs when you put 154 on the board. It's tough being a Saracen supporter. They know that I secretly love them, and it's a bit of an in-joke calling them the Never Evers, but my goodness, do they do my blood. They do my blood pressure no good at all. That's it for Outs and Ins this week.
Ins and Outs next. All the upcoming action in cricket in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
Okay, it's tipping time. The guest on 26, Aaron, still out with a 3-point lead on 29. Natasha, you need to do something here, sir.
You need to stop copying my picks.
I don't. I've written them in a script. They're here. I've already done them. I did not send them to you, so it's all on you. Let's start. Premier League, one day plod over at Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground. It's Diasco Little Sai Wan up against Pak Premier. Diasco Little Sai Wan looking for their first win. Pak getting their first win last week. And what do you feel?
National players back in town. Unless there's many injuries, Nasrullah, Yasim, Zeeshan turning off a PACC, I'm going to pick them.
Who would Diasco get back?
Hassan.
That's it?
Isn't that it?
I don't know. Who's Anas playing for?
Anas should also play for Pak Association, actually, so they'll get 4 players back.
Was he one of the ones that floats between Premier League?
Yeah, he plays his Sundays at India Club now, but I think he's still playing his Premier League at Pak. He was playing Sundays at USRC last season.
Well, I'm telling you right now, it's hard for us to tip this one, not really. But the hardest job this week, it sounds like, is being the selector for Pakistan Association Cricket Club because they could put 2 Premier League sides in with that side and probably win both games. We're both going for Pak on that one. That's a bit of a no-brainer. Diasco Little So One always struggles. Now let's go to Sunday. Oh, I've missed a game in the script, have I? Because there's a big Premier League game here,
yeah,
which I didn't put in the script.
I've got it in my script.
Oh, there it is. I found it. Yes, it is. HKCC Premier up against Kowloon Cricket Club Premier here at Kowloon Cricket Club on Sunday. I will be broadcasting that one live from 9:30 a.m. It's going to be an absolute epic with all the national players back in the sides. Yeah, this is going to be big.
This is going to be a big game. I'm sure you're picking KCC, no doubt about that.
Home ground advantage.
Home ground advantage. And to be fair, a really, really strong team, especially with Ezaz Babar returning back into the side. Atiq's
the big one.
Atiq's the big one. 10 overs with hard score.
Last weekend, no Jay Davidson. He was away on a school career.
Yeah, right, you get him back in
so
as well.
You got your two opening bowlers back.
Yep.
And you still got Dash. Yep. Bowl his second string as he does. Selection headache, probably for both teams, because, of course, Kowloon's going to have to try to fit in Babar, Ezaz, and Atiq. And I was thinking, I don't know who you dropped. Sonny Bimsari is in such ridiculous form. Mo Khan usually is always in the Premier League side opening.
Yeah.
You got Jamie. You've got Carter, if he's available. Babar, Ezaz. You're looking at
Ocas in there. Waka. It's a strong team.
The new recruit, Farhad, is taking wickets everywhere. And he gets runs as well. He's a decent all-rounder. But does he have to make way? Hasnan was in the team last week.
Yeah.
So you've got to try to figure out there'll be headaches as well for HKCC. You
know, there's up to six players coming back for HKCC. I already know a couple won't be available of the six coming back from the national squad. So there will be...
Name names.
Nah, confidential. But it'll be
by the time the podcast comes out, we'll all know.
That's true. I might have made the social media post already. But we'll wait and see.
That's unfair. How can I tip if I don't know who's in the team?
You're picking KCC no matter what. So it's no point getting the data in. From my point of view, here's the thing. KCC are a very strong team, especially on home turf. But if you look at the history of the one-day format, I think HKCC had the edge. They are two-time champions in this format specifically. So I'm going off the fact that it's a 50-over format. I'm going to go for HKCC on this. I think it's a stronger format for the club and the team looks good.
This could well be the game that gets you another point.
Or gets you further in the lead. Yeah, you'll see what happens.
Indeedy, watch in on Cricket Hong Kong, China, YouTube and KCC YouTube live Sunday morning. It'll be broadcast by me. And let's move to Sunday Elite Division 2, which will be up the hill and hopefully they'll get a game on. HKCC Optimists against the SLCC Lions.
This is a no-brainer. Lions shouldn't... a bit harsh, but really... are struggling to be Sunday League standard this season, so I'm going with Opties.
Yeah, Opties, one win from one game. The Lions, zero wins from three games. Tough to pick. The Lions, prove me wrong, sure. Otherwise, you'll stay in the never-ever bin, the Lions. Sunday Championship Division 1 game at Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground. United Services Recreation Club Lions up against the Biasqua Little Saiwan Sky Warriors.
This is tough. So, question is Munir still playing for the Sky Warriors? And that's what we need to figure out. If he's playing for the Sky Warriors, you have to pick them, and they've been in good form this season as well, but this could be tough. If they're without Munir for any reason...
Well, you'd think perhaps with Ehsan back, does Ehsan go in to prod, Munir comes out so he can keep his Saturday games alive?
And I think those first two games of Premier League don't count as Saturday eligibility anyway.
Because the teams were away and there's new rules on that, right?
So he could play both the Saturday and the Sunday.
Now look, I think he's going to play.
I think he's going to play as well.
And I mean, I like this side. It's a blend of the Sky Warriors that I commentate on Fridays every day and traditional, like Rez Dar's in there as well, and also Munir.
The few good guys in that team.
Yeah, there was a team that thumped KCC here, won by 2 wickets, right?
Yes.
But only lost 2 wickets.
Only lost
with
2 wickets.
Rez scoring and the other guy.
Pranav.
Yeah, Pranav
is in there as well. There's a Chico now in the Sky Warriors as well.
They do. He has.
So it's a strong team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're going to go with Sky Warriors. I think they're going to stack the deck and try to win this. I don't think they're resting one here.
Yeah, I don't think Lions have a chance in that one, to be honest. The Lions, because they've got the Tigers as well at USRC, and the Tigers seem the strongest side to mine.
Well, that's the thing.
Oh, is this the game that Lions have never played a game yet?
Oh, have the Lions not played a game yet?
I think they had 2 washouts.
And that would make sense, yeah.
I don't think it's one of the ones... Sunday Elite Division 2 points table.
Because the Tigers are the ones who moved up from
Sunday.
The Lions have been there all this time.
Yeah. I think in my research, one of the teams playing this weekend have not actually played a game. Can you?
Yeah, the Lions had their first game against Charlie Bears washed out and the Lancers game washed out.
Yeah, so we don't know how strong the Lions are.
They should be stronger than the Tigers because the Tigers are the ones who moved up from Div 2.
Yeah.
And I don't think they've rebalanced the squads. It's the same players. So the Lions...
Could be a cracker game, this one.
That's what I'm saying. It could be a good game, but I'm going to back Sky Warriors to stack the deck and try and take the win.
I've already gone in with the Sky Warriors as well. Now, Saturday Championship Division 1. Kowloon Cricket Club game.
At the club, Tsingshan Tartars.
Yes, another team that I like to put in the never ever bin because I never know what team is going to turn up for the Craig and Gower Cricket Club Tsingshan.
Exactly.
They could turn up a team that would win on a Sunday.
Yep.
They can turn up a team that would struggle in Friday Masters League. It's always hard. I've messaged out to Todd Lindgren, that person that kept messaging us in the first season of the 0 for 52 podcast to find out if he's playing. He gave me absolutely no information.
Yep.
But... Oh, hang on. Speak of the devil. I've just received a WhatsApp message.
Oh, timing.
I think I have the team.
No way.
I'm not showing you because you wouldn't tell me the HKCC team.
What's your pick?
I'm looking at the team. Okay. Now you pick because whatever I say will tell you what that team was, whether it was good or bad. Tartars, who beat the Crusaders in a classic here earlier in the season. Up against whatever team Tsingshan can send.
This is tough. I'm going to say Tartars and home turf.
Okie dokie. I am going with Tsingshan.
Oof. Yeah, oof. They're debuting Nathan Horrocks, aren't they?
I didn't check. Let me have a look. I can tell you he isn't playing.
Ah, that's a shame.
But I like the look of this side.
So we've got 2 points of difference here.
Yeah.
I've actually gone for KCC. You haven't. So
yeah.
You're neck on the line.
Well, proving that I don't just tip KCC because I record here, I'm a member here and commentate here. I do it on what I think is the team that's going to win. And sorry to the Tartars. They'll be on the phone next week. Let's move on to Saturday Championship Div 2 at Camtin. Kaitak losing to the Never Evers last week up against PAC Championship. Ouch.
Okay. It has to be PAC Championship, but I'm going to say this. Because it's Kamtin, Kaitak have a little bit of space for an upset. Because you could totally imagine PAC Championship, unfamiliar with the ground, coming out there, getting rolled, trying to hit every ball for a six, and an upset.
I can see Haseeb Muhammad and Hafiz Khan getting a century apiece.
That is also a box for
This is going to be a massacre.
Well, Kaitak's bowling is better than their batting. I think if PAC Association do win, it's going to be something like 220 play, 150 all out, 130 all out.
So after all that, does the Camtin advantage for Kaitak enough to get them over the line?
Not enough, but if the guys are listening, you got to have hope.
You got to, after you killed us last week on the tips. Okay, final game. Here we go.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, it is Saturday Championship Division 2. It's at GDB. It's the Never Evers against, now in the bin, Never Evers. It's the KCC Saracens versus the Centaurs.
Yeah, this is easy. Centaurs. Are you going for KCC?
I am giving them one chance.
Ooh, you
want to chance this. Owner. Centaurs haven't won a game.
Yeah, but they're a good team.
Well, it doesn't matter if they're not good. They've lost every game they've played. I've tipped them every time and they've ruined me. I mean... At least the Saracens I tipped against and they beat me and gave me a hard time.
There you go.
Centaurs haven't had a chance to even send me a bad message because they haven't won a game.
I'm going to go Centaurs.
Okay, I'm going with the Saracens. Don't mess it up, Malhar, Yasmin, Silver Fox et al. I want a win from GDB on Saturday. That's it for ins and outs.
Always denied entry by the English gentry. Now we're driving.
Yes, time for the women's cricket wrap. Joining us as always, Tammy Chu. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good.
Okay, now we've got lots to talk about today.
Yep.
Like a big, big section. We're going to start with the fact that last night I found out that the China women's team are in town and training, and they're here for a couple of weeks, I believe.
Yes, they're here for a few weeks doing some trainings. I think they're going to play some friendly games with the HKCC men's team as
Really? I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah.
So is it like a full touring squad, the one that will play in the internationals we'll talk about later? Is there 14 in town or is it just a smaller squad?
Full team, I think they got the full team. Even more than the full team, I think. They just have the whole training squad here.
That's fantastic. Well, that's good to know, because coming up next Friday, we'll have a podcast out next Friday on the 29th, but we'll talk about it today because I'll be broadcasting that day. It's the All-Stars, the DLA Piper All-Stars series for the women's, the Balhinia Stars and the J-Jets.
Yes, exactly. We're going to play 3 games, Friday afternoon, Saturday morning, and Sunday afternoon, as I remember.
You don't get me for that game. There's a Templars game on, I think. But I will be there broadcasting from Friday afternoon. It's going to be great. And talking of the China women's team, you're telling me just before we started recording this segment, a few of those players are going to be in the All-Star sides.
Yes. Well, I've got the squad list, but it's not officially announced yet, so I'm not going to say any names.
But you can tell me if there's a number of China women's players.
Yes.
That's like perhaps 2 or 3 split into both the Balhinia Stars.
And J-Jax, yes. And also some girls from the Pathway squad as well, some youngster playing as well.
Okay, so it's just going to be good All-Stars, and that's going to lead up to the reason that I'm sure that we're doing the All-Star series from the 29th. From the 4th of December, we get international cricket back in Hong Kong for this season for the first time. It's the Hong Kong Women's T20I series. Teams coming, China, obviously, Namibia and Thailand. We have the schedule now for that one. It starts on the 4th of December. All games going to be at Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground. Who's playing who and when?
So on the 4th of December in the morning, 9:30, we've got Namibia versus Thailand. In the afternoon, starting at 2 p.m., we've got Hong Kong, China versus China. And on the 5th, morning game is China versus Namibia. Afternoon at 2, we've got Hong Kong, China versus Thailand. On the 7th in the morning, we've got Thailand versus China. And in the afternoon, Hong Kong, China versus Namibia.
I tell you what, it's pretty nice to be the home side and get to set the fixtures, because Hong Kong, China have got all afternoon games. Nice sleep in for the team.
Yeah.
We've got no game on the 6th. There's also a rest day. Then on the 8th, we're going into the finals. The morning game at 9:30 a.m. will be the third place match. And the final from 2 p.m. It'll be broadcast live, I am sure. We'll be doing it on Cricket Hong Kong YouTube.
Yeah.
Also, come on down to the ground, Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground, home of the Hong Kong Sixers. We'll be doing our first international series. It'll be the Hong Kong Women's T20I series for 2024. So we've got through that. We've got All Stars. We've got internationals. But we've still got domestic cricket going on.
Yep.
And let's have a look. The tip tally. Our tip tally. You're on 9, I'm on 10.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no, okay. Now, we had some washouts, unfortunately, last weekend at the reservoir turned into a reservoir. So no maidens versus sunrisers. I got in a lot of trouble for the picking the sunrisers on that one, I can tell you, by somebody who yelled at me earlier in the podcast. The other washed out game is the Divas versus the Wasps, but we did get one game on.
Yep.
It was the Lantau Ladies versus your team, the Willow Wilders. And we thought this one was going to be close, and it was.
It was. Well, to be honest, I don't think we did quite well today. Like in the pre-match, like briefing thing, our captain Allison said, "Well, we need to beat them like by a big margin because we got watch our field games. We need to chase the run rate and things like that." Well, but we still managed to win it.
You certainly did. Lantau Ladies batted their full 20, getting 94 for 6 on the back of Joyling Kaur with a 22 off 40, getting the wickets for the Willow Wilders. Alison Sue, the captain, getting 2 for, and also Emma Lai with 2 for. In reply, chased it down with 4.1 overs to spare, so not too bad for the net run rate, and a 7-wicket win. Big runs coming from Kamaya getting a 36, and again, Alison Sue getting a 26 off 36 deliveries, getting the 98 runs. Well, they didn't need that many. They only needed 95, but getting 98 for 3 and 15.5, giving the Willow Wilders the win. Alison Sue, player of the match, obviously, with that 2 for and a 26 not out. We both picked Willow Wilders because we know our rules, so the tips tally stays the same.
Yeah.
Now you're on 10, I'm on 11. We've got games coming up this weekend. The weather looks much, much better. Yeah. So let's begin with Division 1. Well, it's all Division 1 again this weekend. CCC Funks Wong versus the SCC Divas at 8:30 a.m. at PKVR Reservoir.
Yes. Tough one.
Tough is a tough one.
Yeah, because Divas, lots of field players.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen the Divas give it a go on that game against the Wasps, so we could have seen how their progress has come along. but also Phung Wong CCC, the weaker of the two CCC sides in Division 1. What's your pick?
Divas.
I'm going to Divas as well. Okay. I'll pick first on the next one so I don't get accused of copying, as I've been all episodes so far. It is the Wasps versus the KCC Maidens. Wow. Okay. I don't want to get yelled at again, so I'm going with the Maidens. Yaz's backpack is sitting right next to us. I'm slightly worried it's not a backpack, it's a bomb. And she's left it here and gone and had lunch and already been giving me so much stick earlier in the episode, so I will go with the Maidens. I will trust in the Yaz.
Yeah, I will go for the Wops then.
Okay. We've got another one. Chance for Tammy to bridge the gap. And the final one. No, it's not the final one. There's four games on. There's one at Campton as well.
Yeah,
one
at Campton.
Okay. So the third game in Division 1 at PKVR Reservoir, it is the Craigengaur Cricket Club Sunrisers up against the Sri Lanka Club Lionesses.
Sunrisers.
Yeah, I know. That's not really fair. I'm not sure. The Lionesses actually played a game this year.
I think they play once.
Okay. They've struggled to fill a side other times. So we'll both be going with the Sunrisers on that one. Though the game out at Campton, this will be fun. It is Division 2, SCC Pinay versus the India Club Velocity. Now, I did some research on this.
Mm-hmm.
Left arm quick, Mara Baloch, not playing.
Oh. But the India Club still got one of the batsmen, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, that's another team that every time they go to play, the game gets washed out. So I'm not even sure we've seen much of maybe one game of the Velocity this season.
Yeah.
I think they're better than a Div 2 team. So I'm going to stick with Myra's team, even if she's not playing, and put in the Velocity. What do you think?
I would go for the Velocity as well.
Okay. So there's four big games this weekend in domestic cricket. Get out to PKVR Reservoir during the day. Three games out there. I'm not sure what time. 11:30 a.m. is the Campton game. Going to this Challenge League game out there at the same time, back and back. So you've got Challenge League and women's cricket out at Campton if you want to, you know, take your passport and head that far away. It'll be great. That's the end of the cricket. We've got big cricket. Before we wrap it up, just go back again. China women's team's in town.
Yep.
We've got All-Stars coming up.
Yes.
Next Friday, the 29th. That goes over the weekend for 3 days. And then the Friday, isn't it the Friday following? Whatever the 4th is.
Yeah.
We've got the first international, the T20 starting. Big, big weeks coming up for women's cricket. Tammy Chu, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you. Gentlemen and players play Sunday
afternoon. 30 teams, 3 leagues, Hong Kong's finest. It's Challenge League time.
Yes, Challenge League time, and the tips are tied between you and I, Nitesh. We don't know how many we've got right and how many we've got wrong. We've lost count somewhere in the way, but we do know we're tied.
If someone's listening closely this far, could you please tell us what the tip tally is? Because we haven't kept track.
Yeah, it was a few episodes ago. We can't be bothered going back and listening to figure out where we're up. We just know we're equal, so we'll just say that we're equal. Two games last weekend. The first one, Challenge League Division 1 out of Gin Drinkers Bay. It was the TCC Strikers. That's from Tung Chung, yes. I remember. Yes, up against the Master Blasters. Who did I pick?
We both picked the TCC Strikers. We both liked the idea of the Tung Chung Cricket Club.
Yeah.
You were burned on the Blasters picking them before.
Yeah.
Blasters delivered this time around.
Right. The Strikers putting on 161 for 6 in their 20. That's a decent total, even out of GDB in 20 overs. Getting the runs for Tung Chung, Vipul Kumar Jain.
Vipul Kumar Jain.
43 off 37. But some damage done with the ball for the Master Blasters. Nirajan Naik getting a 2 for 19 and Vishal Kumar with 2 for 26. And what did the Blasters do in reply?
The Blasters chased it down. I wouldn't say that easily, but it was pretty easy. They had 7 balls to spare. 49 not out for Gurpreet Narula. He would have had to retire at 50, so 50 avoidance there. And Krishna Kumar, we've seen his name before, 33 of just 22. It was tough going for Strikers. Couldn't take that many wickets, just taking 4. And the Blasters blasting their way.
And again, Crick Heroes doing the batters no justice at all. Gurpreet Narula's 49 not out. Not player of the match. Tufa for Niranjan Naik gets the player of the match in the computer system at least.
The bowlers win matches. Batsmen set them up.
Oh, please. Spoken like a true bowler. Going on, the other Div 1 game last weekend. Go on.
Just look at the full scorecard. Niranjan Naik adding to his 2 wickets, 31 not out of 18 balls.
Oh, okay, then fine. You can have it. Another game was Pat Golden Stars up against the Chinyi Smashers at Gin Drinkers Bay at 11 a.m. How did that go?
That went as we called it. We backed the established Chinyi Smashers team. It was a lot closer than we would have expected. It was a really good game, actually. If you were out there watching it, you would have had a great time. Chinyi Smashers winning by 1 wicket, 3 balls to spare.
Well, that is a bit nervy. Getting the runs and getting him over the line. Ashutosh Singh with a 54 not out, which means he must have hit a maximum to get there, would it be?
I think he might have. I'm just opening up the full scorecard.
Unless he had to come back in.
I think he might have had to come back in. Let me just take a
look. Did he get the, winning runs? You look at that. I'll run through the rest of the summary. Pat Golden Stars, 2 batters getting some runs. Hamid Ali with 41. Akas Aslam getting a 23. That put 157 for 8 on the board in the 20 overs for Pat Golden Stars.
Yeah, and Ashutosh Singh seems like he carried his bat through, did not retire and go back out there. 54 not out from 36 batting at number 5. They were in a bit of trouble, Chinyi. They're 43 for 4 in 7.3 over, 78 for 5, 80 for 6, 96 for 7, 108 for 8, 111 for 9.
Wow.
Jayant Babu, our favorite umpire, sticking in there, number 11. 19 of 13.
Fantastic. And that really, that last partnership.
Won them the game.
With 3 balls to spare.
Incredible game out there at GDB and a good victory for the Chinyi Smashers.
So we got one, we dropped one. The chip tally remains even on whatever score it is. Let's have a look at this weekend's games. Out at Gin Drinkers Bay for Challenge League Division 1 on Sunday. Diaspora Little Siwon Gladiators up against Indus Cricket Club.
So again, I always back the establishment that is in this CC. They've always been dominant in Division 1. They continue to reach finals. They find a way to win games, and I think they're going to find a way to win this against a strong Gladiators team, must be said.
Do you have the table at all handy?
Does anyone have any points table anymore?
They're slowly cleaning them up, but I'm not sure about Challenge League. I haven't done my research, as per usual, for Challenge League. I want to know where these two stand.
So the Gladiators have dropped a game.
How many games have played?
Pull up the score, the points table. You might have to skip this part a little bit.
Okay. I'll just keep talking while you do that. So Diaspora Little Siwon Gladiators, you've gone for Indus. I can type that in while we fuddle around trying to find a points table. Look, forget about it. Now you've put all that effort into it.
About the points table.
Okay. Tell me.
Yeah, so Gladiators 1-1, lost 1. Indus CC 2 out of 2 wins.
Okay. On the back of that, and your big talk, I am going to have to copy you on this. I thought if the Gladiators are maybe 2-1, that I'd go with them, but 1-1.
Sure.
Easy, Tiger. Right, Challenge League. I don't know anything about Challenge League, right? Well, I've only just added it to the podcast this season. Challenge League Div 2 game out of Camden on Sunday. India Club Panthers versus Lama Power.
So India Club, are they playing at Camden?
Yeah.
So this is their home ground. Yep. They won last time we picked against them. It's hard to pick against them again, but I do like the look of the Lama Power team.
Okay.
So I'm going to say Lama Power.
Right. I'm going to go with the home side, and therefore we will have a tip difference next week. And one of us will be on top.
There we go.
We'll split the game.
Jeopardy.
So 2 games this weekend. Yeah, split. 1 at Gin Drinkers Bay, 1 at Camden if you want to watch from Challenge League.
2 more games.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't have them because I'm not on the internet, so I literally can't see. So I can see the gaps on my script. There's just no little picture.
So the next game up, also on 24th November, also at Camden, Island Rangers versus the KCC Pioneers. This is actually early in the day. This is 8:30 p.m.
Okay.
Right before the Panthers, Lama Power.
What division are we in?
We're in Division 3 now.
Okay, so none of these went down?
No, but Island Rangers were in contention for promotion.
Okay, Pioneers.
Pioneers struggle to win games.
Oh, well, then I'm going for the... Oh, well, we've talked about the Island Rangers before because they no longer link to the island. They've come from all around. Okay, we'll both go for Island on that one. What's the last one?
It's KCC Kailin versus Bora Blasters at Chung Kwan O. Hong Kong Football Association Jockey Club.
Okay, do it again. What? So this one's on the flexi mat.
It's on the flex mat. What football field? Division 3.
Division 3.
Kailin also were challenging for promotion last season. I think they made a real statement in their first game.
Yeah.
Massive, massive victory. We didn't have that on the results here, didn't we? But they had a massive victory in their first game.
Might have been before we brought the Challenge League section in.
No. It was a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, it was when we didn't do a podcast then.
Yeah, there was probably. But they had a massive victory in that weekend. I think they're going to smash the Bora Blasters.
Yeah, I'm, 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 any of the Blasters and Smashers teams scare me. They win and they lose. They win and they lose. So it's HKCC, you're saying.
Yeah, so you're copying me again. So we only have Jeopardy on one pick here in the Challenge League.
That's all we need.
Llama. That's the one game that matters this weekend.
It does. So it matters to everybody playing Challenge League around. All 30 teams.
All 30 teams.
Listen in. Love the Challenge League section of the podcast. They all matter.
They all matter.
And at the end, to next week when we do the Challenge League section, one of us is going to be on top. That's Challenge League for this week.
And now it's time for Bushy's Birthday Bonanza.
As Botters likes to say, everyone's favourite time of the podcast, it's time for the birthdays. Natasha, we've got two birthdays this week. You can go first.
First off, happy birthday to current KCC Infidels, former Pakistan Association, left-hand bat, right-arm off-spinner, turning 28 years old, if not mistaken, Daniel Vokhari. Happy birthday.
He's having a birthday next Monday. He's been injured, unfortunately, this season. A big injury, so he hasn't played a game yet, but it was exciting to watch him play last year. Yep. And also having a birthday, but only turning 18 years old on the 28th, one Taran Lungani.
Good talent, young bat. Yeah, KCC as well.
Next Monday is Daniel Bakari's birthday. He's turning 28. There's another birthday next Monday.
Is there?
Yeah, turning 50. On Monday, November 25th, it is KCC and Cricket Hong Kong China broadcaster Aaron Bush.
The one and only Bushy's birthday.
I've got my half century. If I'm not dead by Monday, I'll be 50 not out.
Just carry your bat through a few more days, Bushy.
Yeah, it's tough. That's a really hard few days. There's a party in there and a couple of commentary gigs that I have to get through as well. So there's the birthdays. Taran turning 18 on the 28th. Daniel Bukhari turning 28 on the 25th and me turning 50.
You're older than the two of them combined.
Thank you. Thank you very much. There's the birthdays for this week.
Hi, this is Shiv Mathur from the Hong Kong Cricket Club and you're listening to the 8 for 52 podcast with Bushy.
Now, Natasha, another fantastic 8 for 52 podcast comes to a close. It's another big one. Lots of games going on. Lots of international stuff as well. We heard in the women's cricket wrap and domestic plod still going on.
Yep, lots of stuff going on. The domestic plod's interesting. I'm especially interested, just looking back at that little Siwan scorecard. Rajab Hussain batting here. I mentioned that at the top of the show. Hong Kong prospect going down the order. It's interesting to see that they're taking captaincy off Ibrahim as well from last season. Some interesting moves happening up there.
What is going on? We should have asked Tabarak last week.
Should have.
Lots going on, yeah. So Rajab batting at 8.
Yeah, which is interesting. He only bowled 4 overs. Didn't bowl that well, fair enough. And then you've got Ibrahim, who captained last season, or parts of last season.
He did, certainly.
Munir Ahmed was coaching last season on the bench, has now come into the starting 11. They're only missing Ehsan Khan, which, if you want a like-for-like replacement, but will he sit out for the upcoming games now that Ehsan Khan is back?
We'll find out, I guess, on Sunday.
He's captaining, so I'm presuming he'll play.
I don't think I've ever done a plod where Ehsan was captain. So if Munir steps down, would Ibrahim come back in as captain?
That's interesting. Why wouldn't you keep Ibrahim as captain from the start then?
I'm with you on this one. It's a bit of a quandary. Somebody needs to tell us. Send us a message at the 8 for 52 podcast on Instagram, 8FOR52 podcast, and tell us what's going on at Little Siwan for their Premier League side, because we have no idea. What else have we got this week?
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, so now we don't know the teams. We heard from Tammy. She won't tell us. She knows. Who do you think's going to be playing?
So what I'd like to see, obviously, is to see all the youngsters who've debuted for Hong Kong recently getting a run in the All-Stars in a proper role. The two cores, for example. We talk about young talent like Karen, Vanessa, Myra. A lot of these girls have been going on these random tours to China and playing for the women's team.
What about Maya Gardner? The big quick.
I think she's not in town, but if she's in town, then yeah, she could be one as well to see in action. There's Georgina Bradley, who's performing well for the Willows lately. I'd like to see her play. A couple of youngsters in the Willows actually will be interesting.
Georgina was the under-19s captain?
I think so. Was she the captain? Yeah, she was the captain under-19.
When they went overseas. So yeah, we hope to see her. So hopefully it's going to be some youth. You know how much I love the youth.
Yes, the new generation coming through. That'll be what we want to keep an eye for, I think.
And also, as we heard, there's going to be some of the China national team players playing in that All-Stars series before the internationals on December 4. We don't know who. We just know there's going to be a couple each from each side into the squad. So
Everyone in the China men played in the All-Stars last year. It was good to get a proper look at them and see how they stack up.
There was that one that I loved. Yeah, Seema. The one
Jian.
Yeah. Like, I've never seen anyone who's been so popular with everybody in broadcast as that guy when he was bowling. It was just like outrageous and was fun. And so hopefully we'll see a bit more of that as well with the women's team.
China women team have had the wood over the Hong Kong women's team in the past. Recently, the Hong Kong women's team has got an edge over them. They've been training here, as Tanya mentioned, up at the Hong Kong Cricket Club. 4-hour, 5-hour sessions, a big group of like 30 girls. So
yeah, they're serious.
They're coming to a big camp. So it'll be interesting to see what players they put out for
them. Yeah, it's going to be good to see China playing in that international series, but also Namibia and Thailand.
Thailand are a quality team.
Yeah, and we don't know. I've not seen Namibia women's team play, but their men's team is very, very strong. So I'm assuming something similar.
Similar.
It's going to be tough. Hong Kong, China winning the last women's series earlier this year, if my memory is correct. Was it this year or last November?
End of last year, November last year.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. Yeah. In so many tournaments, I lose track. They won that one. That was a great tournament. This one, it's going to be... Yeah, four big teams going to be at Mission Road starting December 4. We're looking forward to that one. We'll talk more about it next week in the podcast. Of course, we did the birthdays.
Birthdays. A big birthday next week.
Yes, next Monday.
Are we going to have Bushy's recollections on your 50th birthday? Maybe a little segment where you share your wisdom.
Well, I should have done my story this week.
Maybe next week?
No.
Oh, yeah, you've got two very experienced individuals.
We've got a great My Story going up next week. Make sure you tune in for that one. Thanks for tuning in for this one. Episode 11 of the A452 podcast, season 2, is done. Nitesh, thank you. We'll see you in a couple of weeks' time.
Thank you, Bushy.
Hello. Good morning. We're tossing a coin to begin.
The A452 theme song is The Coin Toss, from the band The Duckworth Lewis Method. Find them on Apple iTunes and YouTube and download that song and all their other cricket-related music.
The 8 for 52 podcast is edited, produced and published by Matt Botfield and Aaron Bush for Trip Ahead Limited.
Copyright 2024.
And that's that.